Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We hear about class action lawsuits all the time. The question always is, how much could you get from a class action? How difficult is it to get the reward, whatever it might be? And I remember class actions as silly as you get a card in the mail and it says, if you bought a CD, a compact disc, between this year and this year, you're entitled to $1.98 because there was price fixing in the field of compact discs. And I think to myself, you know, I bought probably dozens and dozens and dozens of them, and I get $1.98 back? That doesn't seem right. And occasionally you hear about class actions where people get back more, but more often than not, let's face it, the general business model of class action is members of the class get almost nothing once it's distributed to the class, and the lawyers get a bunch of money. But there's an interesting one out of Canada, and Ralph sent this to me and said, Steve, check this out from CBC. Consumers won't need receipts to benefit from one of Canada's largest class action settlements. This is involving Microsoft. It's involving a lot of money. And the fact you don't need a receipt to prove you're part of the class is interesting, but then again, how many people had Microsoft on their computers during this long period of time? So Microsoft deal covers virtually any non-Apple personal computer user since 1998. Yvonne Colbert wrote the story. One of the largest class action settlements in Canada could be worth money in your pocket. And depending on the size of your claim, you may not even need to provide proof of purchase. Unlike some other class action lawsuits that require paperwork, the application process for this one is going to be easy. An attorney from Vancouver with the law firm that took care of this said, we did our best to make it really simple. The lawsuit alleged anti-competitive behavior by Microsoft. The settlement is capped at $500 million. Of course, that's Canadian. But it amounts to an estimated $400 million for consumers after legal fees and expenses are deducted. So there's a pool of $400 million to be divided up here. And the application period is now open. So more than 100,000 people have already filed claims. And you can file a claim too if you're in Canada by going to a website, thatsweetmoney.ca. Sweet is S-U-I-T-E. I'll put a link in the description below. The agreement allows consumers in Canada without receipts to claim up to $250 for their Microsoft PC software such as Windows, Office, Word, Excel, or MS-DOS purchased between the end of 98 and the beginning of 2010. And of course, Windows, we all think back fondly. I think it was Windows 95. Was Windows 95 the one? There was one Windows. Pretty sure it was Windows 95, where it would crash so frequently and unpredictably. I once told a friend of mine that using Windows 95 for a serious project was akin to trying to fall asleep in a house that you knew was on fire. I was writing at the time a book, and I'd be in the middle of something else, and it just crashed. Just crash. Oh, crash again. The attorney says that the lack of receipts, or the lack of need for receipts, is in recognition that not very many people are going to have proof of purchase going back to something they bought in 1998. Consumers who purchased a Dell desktop computer with a Microsoft operating system and an Office suite during the year specified can make a claim for each of those products, she said. The class action lawsuit alleged that Microsoft and Microsoft Canada were involved in a conspiracy to illegally increase prices for the company's products. Microsoft agreed to the settlement, but denies any wrongdoing and has not admitted any liability. Did nothing wrong. Here's $517 million. But we did nothing wrong. The settlement in Canada has been a long time coming. The first documents in the case were filed in 2005. Class action was also filed in Ontario and Quebec. But the court in BC took the lead. The settlement was approved in the BC Supreme Court in 2018. And courts in other provinces also issued their approval. It applies to people in all provinces and territories of Canada. Kovac said that in the 1980s and 90s, Microsoft was very dominant in the world of personal computer software. Class action lawsuit alleged that Microsoft and Microsoft Canada were involved in a conspiracy to illegally increase prices for the company's products. So consumers have until September of next year, to file a claim under the court-approved settlement. The same attorney said they got in trouble in the U.S. with the Department of Justice for what was said to be anti-competitive conduct. And that is the same conduct that was at issue in this lawsuit. Now, the breakdown for consumer payments was approved by the courts. People with MS-DOS and Windows operating systems can claim $13. Those with the Microsoft Office Productivity Suite are eligible for $8, while consumers with Excel, Word, and applications other than Office can claim $6.50. Now, the dollar amounts are small. It's possible that you could have purchased multiple computers over the time period covered by the settlement. Consumers can file a separate claim for each of the software applications on each desktop or laptop that use eligible Microsoft products. And right now, I'm thinking to myself, how many computers, I mean, it doesn't apply to me, I'm not in Canada, but how many computers did I buy or own or work with in that time frame that would have qualified for this? And it's quite a bunch. Because I had work computers, I had laptops, I had towers at home. It's going to add up for many people. If you claim more than $250, proof of purchase would be required for any amount over that figure. But the first $250, it's a gimme. Companies that bought software licenses in volume can file claims of up to $650 without receipts, although any claim above that amount must include proof of purchase. Since the settlement was approved a couple years ago, a number of details have had to be worked out, including hiring an administrator, determining the claims process, and producing advertisements as a way to get the word out to the public to let people know about this. Canadians are being made aware of the settlements through radio, TV, and internet ads, as well as web banners. So as you know, you'll be surfing the internet, and a banner's going to pop up and go, claim your money, and you're going to look at it and go, oh, more garbage. So after the date of September 23rd, 2021, the administrator will begin to send out checks to individuals and vouchers to those who bought the software licenses in bulk. So the money looks like it won't be distributed until next year, at the end of next year. And the tricky part is that when they send out that money, it often looks like junk mail. And I've gotten checks on more than one occasion that are simply postcards. And you can't tell it's a check unless you open it up. But the postcard is manufactured in such a way, it's a piece of paper, it's folded over like this, and then there's a glue down here, and then there's a dotted line here. And the address is on one side, and there's some gibberish on this side. And when you peel off the top and open it up, you realize, oh, it's a check. But you can't tell that from the outside, and they do that on purpose, because they want a lot of the checks to get thrown away. And a lot of the checks will get thrown away. I'd love to see what the failure rate is on the failure of people to cash these checks. I bet it's quite high. Court-approved legal fees of roughly $100 million will be deducted from the settlement, as will the cost of the ads. When approving the settlement and fee arrangement in 2018, the Supreme Justice Elliot Myers said it applies to virtually any non-Apple personal computer user since 1998. After the claims are paid, some elementary and high schools, as well as post-secondary institutions in Canada, will be able to claim vouchers to purchase software with any remaining money from the settlement. The agreement says that schools with students from K through 12 will be prioritized based on those that are underserved and or would benefit from increased student access to computer learning, and money that is not claimed will be returned to Microsoft. So it's interesting that they're going to have some of the money spun off and used for educational purposes. That's not that uncommon, believe it or not. I've seen class actions in America where they've done a class action. They've got a bunch of money for the people who are in the class. They got money for the attorneys, of course. Always get money for the attorneys. And then what happens is somebody says, you know, it's going to be a big chunk of money that's not going to get claimed. What should we do with that? And some people, of course, say, well, give it back to the people that paid it, you know, Microsoft or whoever. And I've seen somebody successfully ask a court and say, look, the money should go somewhere. And since it's just going to be people who don't claim the money, it's like abandoned money, why don't we put it to a good purpose that has something to do with what we're talking about here? And so I've seen that money be sent, for instance, to a consumer organization, an organization that helps consumers. And they'll say, you know, there's some group of people here that are doing good work for consumers. Why not give some of the money to them to help fund their work? And courts can approve that. It's in the public interest to do so. So that's something you can see happen. So very, very similarly here, some of the money is being set aside and saying, look, some of the money won't get claimed. Let's give it to educational purposes to schools. So among other things, let's face it, schools bought a lot of this stuff too. And although it looks like they may be able to claim under the, you know, the action in and of itself, chances are they won't claim it. You know, they won't get as much out of it as they should. So there you go. But Ralph sent it to me. Consumers do not need receipts to benefit from one of Canada's largest class action lawsuits. If you want to claim the whole enchilada, you might need receipts, but you can get quite a bit of money without a receipt if you ever owned a non-Apple computer product in that big, big time frame, which is pretty much everybody. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Thanks, Ralph. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I didn't make it to the gym today. That makes it 5 years in a row.